The healthcare detective Frank Lalle has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lalle is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He is also the senior advisor to healthcare.com. He is also, our favorite role, the healthcare detective, Robin Hood Radio's very own healthcare detective. We're rather possessive of him. And, he was out there following the trail. And so what did you discover?
Well, what I discovered was that I got a real COVID scare about a week ago, and we should talk about that. I got a fever, and that's one of the signs of COVID-19, made me nervous. And I think there's a lot to learn from my experience. I'm fine, okay, but let's talk about that in a little bit more detail in a minute, because it was a genuine scare, and I think we can learn from it. But let's deal with the headlines of the week first, because they're important. So this week, big headline, will the Supreme Court, with Amy Coney Barrett on board, strike down Obamacare? That's a big deal, along with the protections for pre-existing conditions. Only about 100 million of us have pre-existing conditions. So if that was struck down, it would be very bad for a lot of people. Now, Democrats are playing up the scare for election votes. You can understand that. But I got to tell you this. I doubt that this law is going to be struck down. There is a GOP lawsuit. It's going to land the Supreme Court on November 10th. And they're going to be arguing that since the individual mandate, you know, the provision forcing everyone to get insurance, has now actually been struck, that the entire law should collapse. Okay? No mandate, no law. But the fact of the matter is, you know, progressive judges, conservative judges, very commonly take parts of law out of strike it without striking the rest of the law. Law stands. So you can sever parts of a law and the law itself stands. So look, let's assume for a minute I'm wrong. Let's assume that Supreme Court does the worst. That is, strike down all of Obamacare, hurting 20 million people at least who are counting on it. Okay, what happens next? If the Democrats win big, then I think it's a relatively simple fix in the Congress to reinstate the individual mandate as a tax. But get this. Okay, you don't have any insurance. We're going to tax you $1. Okay, so that would get around the whole problem that we have. Look, let's hope we don't get to that. Let's hope the Supreme Court doesn't do the worst. But I'm saying I think Obamacare will stand. And if it doesn't, there is a legislative fix. Next, another worry. Why do children, this is like Barron Trump, the 14-year-old son of the president and the first lady, why do they get COVID with no symptoms while their parents actually suffer? I mean, the president of the United States was taken off in a helicopter to Walter Reed, as we well know. Yet Barron had no symptoms from what we're told. Why is that? Now, here's what to know. Children are not immune. Here's what explains it. Kids have an innate immune system which overwhelms new viruses. So you can imagine, you're a kid, everything is new to you, the viruses are coming in, and they have an innate immune system that fights off the new viruses. As you age, our immune system actually gets wired to do very well against stuff we've already seen, but leaves us vulnerable to new viruses like COVID-19. So when you're a kid, new stuff you can fight. When you get older, it's harder. Okay, that's what's going on here. So chances are, and here's the reassuring part, chances are your child, who's now back in school, I would imagine, it won't get very sick if he gets COVID. But, and you got to understand this, children can spread the disease without having any hint that they have COVID. So you have to be careful. You need to do two things. First of all, never ignore a symptom, especially a fever. A fever is a sign that something's wrong and your body is fighting an infection. Never ignore a symptom. Secondly, when it comes to COVID-19, my advice is, now that it's relatively easy to get tested regularly. I mean, don't go there every day. Don't go nuts. But if you feel you've been exposed or you feel you've got some sort of symptom that's consistent with COVID-19, go get tested. Now, that leads me to my week of my adventure here with my COVID scare. That's precisely what happened to me. Jill, I was sitting down to write my script for you a week ago, and I felt warm. You know that feeling when something's not quite right? So we have thermometers all over the house. You open a drawer, there's a thermometer. I took my temperature, and son of a gun, I had 100.4. That's officially a fever. And it went very quickly to 101.5. That's a real fever. That's something to worry about. Not good. And especially for somebody like me, because I have an immune system that's already taxed. It's fighting my blood cancer, doing very well. I feel fine otherwise, but I don't need another infection for my immune system to be tested. So fact is, I had reason to worry about COVID. 10 days before I felt this fever, Carol and I were invited to a small outdoor barbecue. It was just another couple. They've been as careful as we were. We felt fine about an outdoor barbecue. That seems fine. The host greeted us at the door saying, take off your mask. Nobody here has COVID. Okay, fine. You know, we're going to keep our distance and we're going to be outdoors. I wasn't worried about that too much. But guess what? Then two other people showed up. And one guy wanted to shake my hand. You think at this point, you know better than to stick out your hand to say hello. But still, look, we're outdoors. We're having cocktails and snacks. We're 6 feet apart. It was okay. But then, instead of eating outdoors, the host brought us indoors for dinner in the dining room. Now, here's the problem. You can get COVID-19 from non-symptomatic person in 15 minutes indoors if no one is wearing masks. And no one wearing masks at this dinner party. So here's my question to you, Jill. Imagine yourself in that situation. What would you do? You're invited to have dinner inside the dining room.
You know me.
At this point, what would you do?
You know me, that I have a particular... What I'm trying to say is, given your situation, I would say, you know what, guys, my stomach isn't right. I gotta go. I'm so sorry. Thank you. But if you have a moment, this has now got to be an individual reaction. People have to take. I hate this term, but in my view, people have to own their position, whatever it is, because there are just too many. And in your situation, because you do, anyone who's been listening to you knows that you have an immune system that was an infant, literally a virtual immune system, and now is maybe five, something you've got to be really aware of. And knowing the power of the human mind just to worry or fret about something, it's far, as a friend used to say, it's far more better to, and she was an English teacher. It was like, she meant to say that. It is far more better to say, you say whatever is in the circumstances, just as people are filing in, you just say, and this is something that, you would do well, and younger people, I will just say, it doesn't have to be about you. You don't have to give chapter and verse. You could just say, my dog is sick. You can say something and high yourself off.
Right. And don't take a real – if you feel that there's a real risk here, don't take the
risk. Just don't bother
risk.
Taking it. It's not worth it.
That's what I'm trying to under
right.
score
so
here.
I'm agreeing.
So in the days after that, Carol and I didn't develop any symptoms. So with the first – you think – within the first 5 days, within the first 7 days. So, but still we were fretting about it, a little nervous about it. So Carol decided, look, let's go get tested. It's not difficult to do. We did it over at CVS. It's relatively easy. That was last Monday. Okay. Still within that 2 week window, where we could have had symptoms of COVID. So we're still waiting for the lab results on Wednesday when I feel this fever, which is a warning of COVID, perhaps. But not only that, I also felt very tired, and it's very unusual for me. I took a nap earlier in the day for 2 hours. I never do that. And then I got hit with the fever. So now on the hopeful side, I was thinking, and Carol was thinking, I don't have a cough. I don't have any shortness of breath. Those are two other telltale signs of COVID.
What about your taste?
Taste was fine, okay. But I had this persistent belly distress, okay, which is not often associated with COVID. So I'm figuring, look, I've had belly bugs before. I get a belly bug, but I couldn't be positive. Now, here's an important part of my week. I have a terrific family doctor, John Rodman, who's got a house over here in Kent. I can get him on the phone in a moment's notice. He's known me for years, and he is available to me constantly, whenever I need him. So I quickly got him on the phone, and he was concerned about the fever, believe me. And ordinarily, he would have had me come into his office for an examination just to see how I was. But because I might have COVID, I'm waiting for the test results. He couldn't risk having me into his office spreading the virus to his staff, to other patients, to himself. But now here's where telemedicine comes in handy here.
All right, just know you've got 4 minutes.
I was in constant touch with him. You know, what are the symptoms you're having? How's your fever now? So I felt reassured that he was watching me while we waited for the results. And guess what? Within a couple of hours after this fever hit 101.5, I got a message on my phone from CVS saying, hey, guess what? You do not have, you're negative for COVID-19. Then Carol was negative too. So, so Jill, what do you take away from my experience?
That you have to, once again, you have to do what you have to do. If you've got a fever, then you have to check it out. That is, you know, we'll see if the Oxford, the rapid test that they just announced yesterday that you can get results in 5 minutes is any more effective than the, you know, because the 2 days doesn't, again, and it's a mind thing as well, because you are wondering if you've been exposed, you've done the test, you don't have your results, you've got symptoms, and some of the symptoms of COVID are also symptoms of a lot of other things.
That's right.
So absolutely. Really dodgy.
But you can't go to sleep on this. I mean, especially now, social gatherings, the experts are now telling us social gatherings are actually spreading the virus even more prevalently than having kids go to school and going to work. Social gatherings seems to be a real trigger here. And so I would say to you now, look, we're coming into the cold season, that we're facing Thanksgiving and other events like that. Just because, you know, somebody is your really good friend or your favorite uncle, you know, you can love the guy or her, but that doesn't mean that they might not be among the people, you know, with among the 40%. Who have no symptoms of COVID, but yet are spreading that virus. So you've got to be careful. So get tested as soon as you feel any symptoms. That's for sure. But also, if you think you've taken some sort of a risk, go get tested, okay? And you're absolutely right to underscore these rapid tests that are coming along. You get results 10, 15 minutes. You can do it at home. They're not as accurate as a lab test, okay? Getting that thing stuck up your
PCR.
Nose and swishing it around. That's no fun. But on the other hand, you can have it. You can do a couple in a row, okay? If you feel that you've taken a risk, absolutely do that. The other thing I've got to drive home here, if you do not have a family doctor with his telephone number or her telephone number, access to that person 24/7, please develop that relationship. So you don't have to rush to the ER. You can pick up the phone and get some advice. Just as you point out, just to relax, just take it easy. You're okay. That's not consistent. But here's the thing. If I had tested positive, if that test had come back positive, John Rodman would have whisked me into Weill Cornell down in New York City. And here's the point. He would have been at my bedside. He would have been at my bedside making sure I got the best possible care. And we also know the sooner you get treated for this disease, the better you will do. You know, look at what happened to the president getting help right away at Walter Reed. So these and the lessons that I'm trying to convey here this morning is very important. right now, because Connecticut especially is going through this COVID spike. So it's a whole northwest corner. I mean, the whole northeast, actually. We've got infection rates here in this state, in Connecticut, more than doubled in the last few weeks. We got key hospitalizations now up to levels we haven't seen since June. They're up triple or even four times as much as they were. Lamont is already being forced to shut things down. There were 11 hotspots in the state already, including Hartford, New London, Danbury. The list goes on. Preston. So this virus is in the air, and it's true that the northwest corner is doing better than the rest of the state per se, but we're not immune. Don't assume for a minute that we are immune. We're not. Be careful, okay? Don't go nuts, but be careful.
Thank you, Frank. You are totally out of time. Got it. Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in-store, and on my desk.